fun thing to do, you know. All right, so my next guest here is old enough to remember. Yes, I'm dating him. Well, not dating him. You know what I mean. Anyhow, my next guest comes in smeared in butter and popcorn and smelling like a movie theater and sounding like a carnival, but that's okay. Ron Van Timmeren's here, everybody. Look at there. There he is. Hello, Ron.
Steve, happy holidays from Hollywood.
Yeah, I just want to ask you about something completely unrelated here first, all right? Because I'm trying to find my kid this gift for Christmas, and I have to go to all these old antique gift sites. You know what a whizzer is? Oh, a whizzer?
No, a whizzer?
Is a top, the thing you'd rev them up on the floor, and then they'd spin around the room and make noise and do cool. Okay.
So it has nothing to do with your bathroom needs. Okay.
No!
A wizard. I guess I don't know where you can get one of those.
Wow, your childhood was lacking. It's okay. We'll talk about it later in therapy, mine and yours. Okay, so back to the movies, which Ron specialized. I thought you'd know what a wizard is. I specialize in. It's not often, but every now and then I have seen the number one movie in the land, and this is one of those weeks.
Jumanji, you made it.
I made it.
How'd you like it?
It was fun. You know, I think I like the first one better, but listen, it's a popcorn movie. It's fun to watch. Cool things are going on. You know, the people are cool, and I like the cast, so why not?
Exactly. And Kevin Hart, I thought, stole the show. I loved the Eddie DeVito throwing him in extra-wise.
Kevin Hart's great.
And Karen Gillan.
Hello.
She's my new favorite movie star girlfriend.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, I agree with you. He was great. He was just great.
This week, Steve, it's going to be all about Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker. I don't know if you're as deep into this as some people. Can you not wait?
You know, I was on a planet a long time ago, far, far away. And, you know, in 1977, I'm going to think it was, that I first saw Star Wars. I was like 12, and I loved it. And I've seen them here and there. I don't think I've seen them all. And I might. You know, I enjoy them, but nothing like the original.
Yeah, you're right. That middle trilogy, if you will, still stands head and shoulders above the rest. But, you know, this is the last one, so they're supposedly going to wrap up some storylines and some characters, and whether you're dead or alive, you're going to show up in this movie like Carrie Fisher or Mark Hamill. He died in the last one, didn't he? I don't know, but anyway,
these
I love
happen.
This trilogy, and can't wait to see it. IMAX version, 2D, 3D, and D-Box, sure to do number one business this weekend.
How much, you may not know this, but how much money since 1977 has this series brought in?
Good question. Billions of dollars. And then
billions.
Do we adjust for inflation, Steve?
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of worldwide box office. The last two have been over $1 billion worldwide. So, you know, even though this is the last one of this series, they're going to keep making Star Wars movies. Shows tonight, we've got tickets available for the show's opening night. Be the first to see Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker. Rated PG-13.
There you go. Be the first. Tell your friends. Brag about it. All right, so in the case that the Star Wars movies are full and you can't get in and it's standing room only and you don't want to wait and you want to go to the movies, whatever shall you do?
Well, we've got other choices besides Jumanji, as you mentioned. Tonight, the opening of Cats with our all-star cast of celebrity singers like Taylor Swift, Jennifer Hudson, James Corden, great actors like Idris Elba, Ian McKellen, Judi Dench, and more. That opens tonight. That's rated PG. Bombshell, interesting story you might know a little bit about here from Fox News and Charlize Theron playing Megyn Kelly, Nicole Kidman playing Gretchen Carlson, Margot Robbie as well in the cast. All three of them nominated for Screen Actors Guild Awards. Bombshell rated R. That opens tonight, too.
So I read this. Charlize Theron got prosthetic eyelids for this movie to look more like Megyn Kelly. I read that. I'm going, how do you do that?
That sounds like it hurts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is something wrong with the way Charlize Theron looked without?
Well, no, but I mean, she looks like Megyn Kelly. I mean, it's really spot on and well done. So the makeup people did a great job.
Absolutely, and she was a producer of this movie, too, so getting pretty good reviews there. And then, Steve, we got three more movies to talk about opening up on Christmas Day. Little Women, with, again, an all-star cast, great director, and Greta Gerwig, Saoirse Ronan, Emma Watson. You've got Timothy Chalamet, Laura Dern, Chris Cooper, Meryl Streep. This rated PG and getting the certified fresh reviews. Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, as you've never seen him before, this crazy, wacky New York jeweler who's got a gambling problem, and, boy, talk about a character on the edge. Great performance out of Adam Sandler. And the last one, Steve, Spies in Disguise, an animated movie with Will Smith, Tom Holland, and other celebrity voices. That's rated PG, too.
And those are all Christmas Day openings. If you've unpacked all the presents and you need to get out of the house because your family's driving you nuts, there's the answer right there. I'm guessing you're going to be off for the holidays.
Sir, I am. I will have a nice long break. No new movies coming to theaters until January 10, so I do get to take a breath and enjoy some family time, some visitors coming over, and looking forward to the holidays.
Well, Ron, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Happy holidays, Steve. See you at the movies.
There you have it. Ron Van Timmeren, everybody, on his way out. No new movies until January the 10th. All right, so it is. Speaking of January, take a moment with me here just for a moment. I've had a lot of inquiries about this lately. So on January the 6th, I'm angling towards the 6th of January. I'm going to go ahead and ride the My Pure Health Solutions train again. It worked so well the first time, and I want to do it again. I lost a ton of weight, as you know, the first time around. Done a great job of keeping it off for the most part. But I had a little creep here and there, so I thought, you know, maybe I'll do it again and go even lower. How low can you go? Well, I'm going to find out starting January 6th. If you'd like to join me, My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, will create a custom plan just for you to lose those extra pounds. You can get on a 25-day plan, a 50-day plan, whatever works for you. You can take control of your life. Here's the place to start, GruberHealth.com. Go to GruberHealth.com. You want to join me? You want to have a little challenge, a little side wager? You know, I'll bet you a steak, all right? And you can eat steak on this deal, which is cool. It's real food. GruberHealth.com. Join me January 6th as the My Pure Health Solutions train pulls out of the station. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.